Reacher star Alan Richson urges Americans to stoke their anger over Trump to the point of bloodshed. By Warner Todd Houston on July 27, 2026. Actor Alan Richson, star of Amazon Prime Video's hit action series Reacher, seemingly justified those who hate President Donald Trump committing political violence. Richson appeared on the Armchair Expert podcast with Dax Shepard and went on to say that people should be angry enough at abusive Catholic priests, Republicans, and President Donald Trump to beat them to a pulp. Richson claimed that when he was working with director Guy Ritchie on the film The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, the director told him that he thinks the world would be better off if everybody should wake up in a pool of their own teeth and blood. The Reacher actor said that at first he disagreed with Ritchie's bombastic claim. But now he has changed his mind. Since that point in time, Richson continued, so many things have happened in my life where I'm like, it would be much better if everybody woke up in a pool of their own teeth. Later on in the interview, the actor called back to Richie's aphorism when asked about letting go of resentment he has about bad experiences in the entertainment industry. Richson turned the discussion to his political enemies. Look at the politics that we deal with right now. He added as podcast host Dax Shepard laughed along in agreement. Like the White House is in ruins, a fucking UFC cage on the lawn. And like, you just do it. You fucking do it. And nobody says anything. And no consequences. He screamed. Nobody asked, it wasn't done legally. There's no plan in place. Now you're asking for money to create it, it's like, what are we doing? Richson continued, yelling at the top of his lungs. And there's no consequences. And so, you, okay, so, like, I'm just supposed to let go of my resentment that this fucking guy is just raping the world that he lives in for whatever gain he personally can have, and I'm supposed to let that go. And then what? He added. It fucking still exists. I don't know, I'm not going to let him go. I fucking hate it. I hate that that shit still lives in the world, unabated, unchecked, unresolved, unclean. He then went after the Catholic Church, as he has done so many times in the past. Look at the Catholic Church, and like the predatory behavior that is just going completely unmet with those victims that are still like unheard, unseen, no forgiveness, no resolution, no cure. He ranted on, and what is releasing the fucking resentment gonna do for the world? Like, I think we should hold on to some of that anger. So somebody gets Guy Ritchie'd and wakes in a pool of their own teeth and blood. One will probably search in vain for any evidence that the tough guy actor has ever exhibited any outrage over the fact that children are far, far more likely to be sexually abused by teachers in public schools than they are at the hands of any Catholic priest. Indeed, Richson's latest outburst is not unusual. Like other Hollywood leftists, Richson has been outspoken in his hate for Trump and his supporters and has made it a habit to spew a constant stream of lies about the president. But he spews a lot of other nonsense, as well. He also falsely accused police in America of getting away with murdering people all the time. Richson hinted that he thinks you can't be a Christian and a Trump voter, and called the Catholic Church a haven for pedophiles. The actor was recently caught on video engaging in public violence, as well. In March, for instance, he was caught on video beating up his neighbor. The actor later claimed it was the neighbor who instigated the fight. Richson has also spoken about his own mental health issues. Last year, the actor admitted that he got so depressed as his acting career was ramping up that he tried to commit suicide. Being bipolar has wreaked havoc on my life many, many times. I would wish it away if I could, but it's so much a part of who I am now that I should celebrate it a little or, at least, accept it, he said. Richson's latest film, Motor City, opened wide last weekend in 1,600 theaters and bombed, grossing just $1.6 million. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.